Okay, let's feel our seat and feet. And the living intelligence is with us here. And we greet Mother Earth, connecting and resonating with Mother Earth. Feeling our energy and her energy commingling, loving, coming into relationship. Helping to stabilize, return us to the womb of life, loving intelligence, the living intelligence. When we've become separated from that, when we get immersed in the materialistic culture, which, I respect the materialistic culture. We took something to its height, to the point where we could learn what happens when a culture becomes so materialistic that it cuts off the soul. But it's quite an accomplishment. And yet, when we take it to its fulfillment, then we're able to incorporate the wisdom and move on. We never have to do that again. And so we're resonating with Mother Earth. Feeling our breath deepen into our bellies, our hips starting to soften and release. Some light surfacing in our being. And once we reconnect with Mother Earth, the sphere of our consciousness surrounds us. That's the womb. And that's when we start becoming whole. And the energy is set to begin to experience more and more wholeness and holiness. So, when we start with Mother Earth, that sphere, her womb, the sphere of the earth, everything is spherical. And it establishes our wholeness. We finally have a container, a living container that can receive the transmission of the higher intelligence. And it allows that higher attunement to reverberate within that sphere of our being so that we are in a constant attunement and adjustment. And every time we go into a place where, and we're feeling the adjustment, we're sensing it. And every time we go into that place, oh, I must be doing it wrong. I'm not getting it. I'm not getting it. All that self-negative. We are interrupting the harmony, the harmonics that are trying to be tuned within our being. So that practice of pulling back from that self-judgment is really important. And sitting back into your seat, allowing that tailbone to soften and release. As long as it takes. Some days it's easier, some days it's longer. But the reason we start with Mother Earth is to reestablish our container, our sphere of being. And once that sphere of being is connected, and you might be able to feel it around you. You might become aware of your energy field interpenetrating and living within you. And within that sphere is the flower of life. So just by doing this initial grounding and connecting with Mother Earth, we are coming in contact with the highest intelligence of creation, of universal oneness. It's all happening on multiple dimensions. And within that sphere and communion with Mother Earth, there is the spirit of the water. It's incorporated in Mother Earth. There is the sphere of the fire and the sphere of the air and the ether. So they exist simultaneously, like a chorus, but the first all-encompassing intelligence is Mother Earth. And this is from the feminine perspective. Allow yourself to sit into this. There's a whole chorus of angelic beings here. Beautiful energies streaming into the circle and circulating. There's a toroidal field. Beautiful colors, beautiful tones. And these elevated beings, luminous beings, are now tuning us each individually. I have a being that's working on me, and you each have a luminous being working with you, tuning you. Feel your feet. Feel the energy in your feet and hands. Rest into it. Rest into your experience. Part of the signature of the energy tonight is flow. And so your beings are receiving the living experience of flow. Remember, the blessing of tonight was to receive help with whatever is resistant within us. And so one of the remedies for resistance is flow. And this is happening either beyond your awareness, or maybe you're aware of it. It's okay, either way, you're receiving it. Now, the frequency of flow is actually attuning to higher and higher frequency now, turning into a flow of light, a luminous flow, like the outpouring of the Milky Way. The breath of creation. Offering you the support that you may not be getting from those around you. And the luminous beings are working with our energy field, with our meridians, and they know exactly where to do their etheric surgery and bring in the etheric remedies. For an integrative experience. As a result of each one of us being helped and supported by these luminous beings, there's a opening and flow of the heart energy, the higher frequency love energy. Which attunes us to the central stream of the toroidal field, the central axis, and pure universal intelligence and dynamic transformation. We were attuned to this sparkling, gleaming white energy coming in from the galaxy, outside the galaxy. And we were each given a galactic crystal in the palm of our right hand. And that is the blessing we are receiving tonight. being showered with the purest light and a chorus of angelic beings. It's opening us to a higher frequency, sacred life. Beyond the body, beyond the mind, beyond the emotions and our projections, into a totality that is pristine and pure. We're into peace tonight. Maybe the Pleiadians are here. Now, remember last week we talked about centering in the lower part of the abdomen, the navel, the three chakras. Let's recenter there. With awareness, with sensing, not with thought. Allowing our human nature to be infused with this pristine intelligence. Okay, it is completed. So even though we're coming to the end of this class, the guiding spirits have initiated a transformative process to take us through the next month. We meet again in the next class, the blessing of the new earth. I forgot the phrase. It's up on the website, though. And we'll finish out the year with the final class. And we have the sacred circle on Saturday morning that you're most welcome to participate in. So many blessings, and thank you for helping to create this beautiful sacred space. And we are continuing our unfolding process, our growing process, our being. So blessings.